From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Throughout 2003, there were a number of stories that captured our attention, sometimes for days on end, then disappeared from the newsroom radar. Today, we're bringing you updates on a few of those stories, and we start with a report on what's happened since the national Do Not Call list went into effect in October. The telemarketing industry is still challenging the registry in the courts, but the list has grown to include 55 million phone numbers. And if yours is one of them, you're probably getting fewer annoying calls at home. Some people are paying a price for that, though. They've lost their jobs as call centers scale back and shut down. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Stuart Discount is president of Teleresponse Center, Inc., which employs 500 people in call centers in Pennsylvania and West Virginia. He had to let people go over the past several years as state Do Not Call lists and then the national list went into effect.
I probably lost over 100 seats, 150 seats, because when your business has just not been there. You know, if you have less people to call, you're going to spend less hours on the phone, and that's less hours for each individual telemarketing vendor.
Stuart Discount's company already did calling for nonprofits. Those calls don't fall under the restrictions of the Do Not Call list, so he's lining up more of that kind of work. But some companies that rely mainly on calling people up at home to sell credit cards or cable TV have been hit harder.
They shut the whole place down, and they called a whole meeting, and they did tell us it was because of the Do Not Call list.
52-year-old Martha Lemon remembers this past summer when Teleservicing Innovations, or TCI, shut down its call center in her hometown of Smelterville, Idaho. A company official said TCI was struggling with the down economy and was forced out of business when its clients got spooked by the Do Not Call list and business dried up. Martha Lemon and 80 other employees in the old mining town of Smelterville lost their jobs.
We had 6 days' notice. Everybody was very upset. You know, people were crying and they didn't know what they were going to do. You know, this really is a depressed area because there's just nothing.
Anthony Chan is chief economist with Bank One Investment Advisors. He's seen evidence of other companies being hurt too.
The Do Not Call list did, in fact, have a negative impact. The transition certainly was a painful one and will continue to be a painful one.
Nobody has exact numbers, but Chan estimates tens of thousands of people have lost jobs as a result of the Do Not Call list. Janelle Heyer is the head labor analyst for the state of Idaho, which has lost between 500 and 1,000 call center jobs in Smelterville and elsewhere. Because of the cheap rent and low wages, call centers have spread to hundreds of small towns across rural America, and Heyer says workers there often don't have many options.
Salmon, Idaho, and Smelterville, and Cascade, and some of these other little communities, they don't have a big retail industry. They don't have a lot of companies that are going to hire temp people.
In Smelterville, Martha Lemon was out of work for 4 months before she found a job working with disabled people. Another laid-off worker was hired at a different call center, but she has to get up at 4 a.m. and drive 40 miles through a snowy mountain pass to get there. Chris Arnold, NPR News.